just to end with a raid bite, which is really paying forward, because the Ha'ara is Negeya, the Mishnah that we just learned, and really the Sugya that's coming. And that is the Isser for a Yid to marry an Amoini or Mayavi, and then the Isser for a Yid to marry a Mitzri and an Adoini. The Torah says, Lo yovoi amoini umayavi bekal Hashem, gam doir asiri, lo yovoi lehem bekal Hashem adoilam. It says that an amoini and mayavi are also lovoi bekal Hashem, not just them, but even doir asiri is lo yovoi lehem bekal Hashem. Now just to clarify, if someone from Amon Umayav wants to be Megayer, the Geiris is a Geiris, there's no question. He could be Megayer, there's just an Isser that he's lo yovoi bekal Hashem. Which means, by the way, Kobi can get married. He can marry a Giyores. He can marry a Mishuchreres. Again, we'll learn the sugyas together. But we already saw in our Mishnah, it says in the Torah, Le'yovei Ptsuadako, Krushovcha B'kal Hashem, yet a Ptsuadako and a Krushivcha, maybe even a Kayin, is Mutter B'Giyores or Mishuchreres. So the Amoini Mayavi would be Loigara. But the point is, an Amoini Mayavi could be Megayer. But it says in the Torah that Gam Doira Siri, Le'yovei Lehem B'kal Hashem, Ad Oilam. Now, the truth is that this Amoini Mayavi is never allowed to marry in. It says, Ad Oilam. We just learned the Mishnah. Amoini Umayavi Asurin, the Isuron Israel. But the Torah mysteriously says, Gam Deir Asiri, Lo Yovoi Lehem Bekal Hashem Ad Oilam. So here's the question. Why does it say in the Pasuk, Gam Deir Asiri? Even the 10th generation, even the 100th generation, it's Ad Oilam. So if it's Ad Oilam, why would the Pasuk emphasize Gam Deir Asiri? The Emes says, if you look one pasuk earlier in the Torah, it says, Lo Yovoi Manzer Bekal Hashem, Gam Deir Asiri, Lo Yovoi Loi Bekal Hashem. Here too, the Torah says, Gam Deir Asiri. And by the way, this pasuk doesn't even say that the Isser is Ad Oilam. Stating that, the Sefri says that just like Lo Yovoi Amoini Meyavi Bekal Hashem, it means Ad Oilam, so too when it says Lo Yovoi Manzer Bekal Hashem, it also means Ad Oilam. But here the Torah doesn't even say Ad Oilam. Here the Torah says, Gam Deir Asiri, Lo Yovoi Loi Bekal Hashem. So the question is that why is the Torah emphasizing, why is the Torah being madgish, this number of Gam Deir Asiri? I looked around in the Rishonim, and the Rishonim don't seem to say a Pashit Pshat. But I saw in the Ksav VaHaKabbalah, which was written by the great Goyim Rabbi Yaakov Tzvi Mecklenburg, so in the Ksav VaHaKabbalah, one of the 19th century Goyim, so he asks this question, and he says that why is it that the Torah emphasized the Deir Asiri? So says the Ksav VaHaKabbalah, LeDivreyem Deir Asiri DaAmakra. The reason the Torah mentions Deir Asiri, it's Kamei Deiros Rabbis. It's just the Torah's way of saying many generations. Lefi Shemispar Eser Hu Soif HaAchadim. The number 10 is the last of the single digits, or it's the first of the double digits. V'roshei HaAsiriyos Lachein Ribui HaMispar Bazeh Hashem Bestam. Therefore, whenever the Torah wants to talk about a big number, the Torah will use the number 10, and he gives a few examples. Doim Lezeh Aseres Moinim. Va'afu eser nashim eser pamim tachli muni k'moish omah Rashbam be'ilu ha'makayim. He says, take a look at the Rashbam at all these different places, and that's what the Rashbam says. So the Ksav HaKabbalah says it's just because that's the derech sometimes of the Torah. The Torah will mention Deir Asiri or the number 10 when it's referring to something that's many. So that's what the pasuk is trying to say. Lo yovei mamzer bekal Hashem gam Deir Asiri. It doesn't matter how many generations there are. Lo yovei amoini meyavi bekal Hashem gam Deir Asiri. Now Torah had to tell me pasuk to know the halacha. So by amun umayiv it said adoyim, and that's already a gilu in what it means by mamzer too. But the point is this inyan of lo yovei mamzer bekal Hashem gam Deir Asiri hotapirish hotapshat. Why? Because that's just another way of saying many, many generations. We saw in the Mishnah that there's another two nations who were Mekabel Gerim from them, but at the same time, they're also limited in terms of their ability, Lavei B'Kal Hashem. And that's the Adoimi and the Mitzri. And again, Tzimdritimo, Be'ez Hashem, we're going to talk about this in a lot more detail. There's so much here. These are such rich sugyas. But it says in the Torah, Lo Yisesayiv Adoimi Ki Achichohu, and Lo Yisesayiv Mitzri Ki Ger Ho Yisi Ba'artzai. And then it says, Bonamash Yivoldu Lehem Dor Shlishi Yavoi Lehem Bekal Hashem. So they're really interesting. They are the first generation, the second generation, Lo Yavoi Bekal Hashem. However, Dor Shlishi, then already Yavoi Lehem Bekal Hashem. So what is it about this Dor Shlishi that all of a sudden everything changes? I understand if the Mitzri and the Adoimi have an Issalavi Bekal Hashem, then there should be an Issalavi Bekal Hashem. When it comes to the Amoini and the Moyavi, like the Mamzer, then it's Gamber Asiri, which really means Adoilon. But when it comes somehow to the Mitzri and the Adoimi, so then it's a different shear. Then the first two generations are going to be a problem. Dor Shlishi Lehem Bekal Hashem. So I found the Maramokim Niflo. In the Torah from Rav Reuven Margolis, it's in his Sefer Nefesh Chaya, which is the Pirish, it's the commentary that he wrote on Erech Chaim. It's in Simen Nun Gimel. The context over there is classic. He brings that the Taz says, quoting the Marshal, that in the event that there's a kehila that has to make a decision, they're looking to be mamana someone to hire a shliach tzibur, and there's two very viable candidates. All things are equal. There's one difference. One of these Balei Tefillah is a Bnan Shel Kedoshim, Ahad Yichas. And the other one, Ahad Nishazoy Fil Yichas. So the question is Yichas a Machriya? Says the Taz, quoting the Marshal, it's Poshit that it's Machriya. Why? We just learned the Gemara together in Perek Abba Yevintoy. So there's a concept of Eino Doy Metfilah Tzadik Ben Tzadik Tfilah Tzadik Ben Rasha. We're dealing over here not by... We're not looking to hire a shiva. We're looking to hire about tefillah, shliach tzibur. We're looking to hire someone whose tefillah is not going to matter. So if this is about a tefillah, a shliach for the tzibur, he's going to use his kayach tefillah. So ain't a dumb tefillah, tzadik ben tzadik, tefillah tzadik ben rosho. So says the Taz, quoting the Mashal, it's poshut, the tzadik ben tzadik. He's the one that gets the shtelah. That's the machriya. He's the one that should get the job. So Reuven Margolis said, yesh lachker. How many doiris would you go back when it comes to this Indian? See, you want to know, this person is a tzaddik ben tzaddik, he's also a tzaddik ben tzaddik, or he's a tzaddik ben Rasha, he's a tzaddik ben Rasha, but he's an idol kuf and rebbe of Meilich. I don't know, he has a pesichis. So the question is, how far back do you look when it comes to yichas? So Rabbi Margolis says, this is vintage, that if you look at Chazal, there's two shiurim that you find Chazal talked a lot about when it comes to yichas. He says, the first is, you find this concept that a person has a special relationship, not only to his father or mother, but also to his grandfather. Number one, the Gemara Masechtas Yevamos Daf Samech Beis, where the Gemara says, Bnei Bonim Harehen Kebonim. And the Gemara even said in halachic terms, as it relates to the Mitzvah Puruvu, but there's a concept of Bnei Bonim Harehen Kebonim. There's a Bereshis Rabbah, Parshan Nun Dalet Beis, where the Bereshis Rabbah says that we know Kirachim of Abonim. A father has a special Rachmanis on his son. Says the Bereshis Rabbah, Ad Gimel Doires, Rachim Eyo Aval Aben. This special Rachman that a father has for his son is not only the father for the son, but this is the Enochol, this is the Zeda for the Enochol as well. This is something that it goes and up another generation. This Gemara Masechta Shabbos, Tav Kuf Mem Vav Amen Aleph. The Gemara says that when Chava ate from the Eitz Hadas, that kufa, bon nachash, the nachash came, and was boil chava, and hitul bo zuama. And there was a zuama that entered the guf of chava. And the Gemara has a whole discussion over there when exactly this zuama went away. One mahalach in the Gemara is that Yisrael she'amdu al har Sinai paska zuamasa. It happened, the zuama went away when Klai Yisrael was mekabel Torah. But the Gemara says that Rab Abba Bar Kahana said a different shot. He said, ad shloisha doirois loy paska zuama me'aviseinu. The zuama, it remained within Klai Yisrael for three generations. Avram Avinu was the first Ger. He was the first member of Klai Yisrael. So he himself still had the Zuama. And because of the Zuama, he had a child Yishmael. Yitzchak still had from the Zuama. And it's for that reason, Hoylides Esau. Spoke about this, the Chida, a few weeks ago. Yaakov already was the third generation. And because he was the third generation, so it was already Pasko Zuama. And Hoylid Yud Dei Shvatim Shlo Yehoyevem Shum Doifi. Right? Today's daf. Otu Kuli Alma Ke Yaakov Avinu Koichi Vereshes Oini. And he was Hoylid Yud Dei Shvatim Shlo Yehoyevem Shum Doifi. Because you see already that this Zuama lasted how long? He said it lasted three generations. And that's Matim with this Inyan. Opnei Banim Areim Kebanim Ad Gimel Doireis Rachamei And that's why the Zuama, which was in the guf of this which was in the guf of mankind, but once there was a yid, there was already a concept now, there was a shayrish, a paska Zuama, but it couldn't go out right away. You needed three generations of yid, and until it was shayach, now moving forward, you have nothing to worry about. Now at this point, there's not going to be any issue of Zuama. Reuven Margolis said there's another Gemara. A Gemara above Masih is all classics. Daf Pei Hei Yaman Aleph. Amra Parnach, Amra Biyoichanan. Kol Shu Talmud Chacham. If someone's a Talmud Chacham. U Benoit Talmud Chacham. And his son's a Talmud Chacham. U Ben Benoit Talmud Chacham. And his Enochel's a Talmud Chacham. Shuv Ein Torah Paisekes Mizaroi. Torah is always going to be there. Shenemar Vanizoi Spirisa Lo Yamushu Mipicho U Pizaracho U Pizera Zaracho Amra Hashem Yatav Adolim Amra Kodesh Baruch Ani Orev Lecha Bedavar Zeh. But if there's three dairas of Torah, so that creates something inside the metzius of this family, that Torah is always going to be there. It's the antithesis of Pascha Zuhamasam. The Zuhamah remained for three dairas, but after three dairas, it already got diluted out. So there's a concept that if there's Torah for three generations, so this Torah is something that is going to hold shtark and fakir. It's going to become part of the DNA of this family. So like this forever, ad oilam, there's always going to be an Indian of Torah. But you see this idea that when it comes to dairas, there's something called three dairas. Says Reb Reuven Margolis, there's another number that you find. And that is the number 10. You find 10 generations. This is a Gemara that we're going to learn together in a few days. The halacha is that a mamzer is lo yavi b'kal Hashem. The same is true for a mamzeres. She too is lo yavi b'kal Hashem. Amar Rish Lakish said, mamzeres la'achar asara doyreis muteres. A gevaldige chiddush. But Rish Lakish said that after 10 generations, a mamzeres is already allowed to enter the Kal Hashem. Meaning, she's a mamzeres. Why? Because her elta babin zayda, they were rishoyim, and as a result, she ended up being a 10th generation mamzeres. Says Rish Lakish that this mamzeres la'acha sora doyres, at that point she's going to be muteres. There's a similar gemara. A gemara masechtes kedushin daf ayin hey amen aleph. The halacha is lo yovei mamzer b'kal Hashem. You learned in today's daf. More in the coming dafin, that kahal gerim is loy ikri kal. So a ger is not considered kal Hashem. It means a ger is a land of Mary, a mamzeres, right? Zok the Gemara, Tanya. Ger ad asora doyrois mutav mamzeres. If someone's a ger, he's a ger tzedek. So his father, right, he comes from gerim. So up until 10 generations, the halacha is, he is mutav mamzeres. Abi mikan ve'elach. Once he's already 10 generations removed from his elta zayda terach, right? Once he's all those generations removed, mikam ve'elach osa b'mamzeres. At that point, he's going to be osa. Pasha Rashi says this is already a Marisayan issue because so many generations of people aren't going to chav. A bezokra Reuven Margolis that the emes is this gemara in kedushin ayin hey is very matim with what Rish Lakish said in Yevamis ayin ches, which is that when it comes to yichus, there's an inyan of yichus up until then 10 generations. But once you get past 10 generations, at that point, it seems like the yichus maybe gets diluted already. There's another gemara. A gemara mesachta Sanhedrin, daf tzadik dalud amen aleph. This is in Perik Chelik. The gemara says, Vayichad Yisrael. Right, we all know Vayichad Yisrael. Rashi says, two pshatim. One pshat is, Yisrael was besimcha. And another pshat, Rashi says, is nasa chidudim kol besaroi. Setim gishtocht. Right, other at gefreit. Oh, this is gestoch. Rav Shmuel, this machlik is Rav Shmuel. Rav, I'm a Rav, said, Sheherif, Cherif, Chadal, Besaroi. That what it means is a whole third shot. He was, took a Cherif, Chadal, Besaroi, and he gave himself Bris Milo. Shmuel, I'm a Shmuel, said, Shenasa, Chidudim, Kol, Besaroi. I'm a Rav. Rav said, Hainu Damri Inshi. This is what people mean when they say, Giyoiro. If you see a ger, ad asara dari, up until 10 generations, like tevaza armoy kame. Don't be mevaza in any Yehudi in his presence. Up until 10 generations. Why? Because up until 10 generations, he's going to take it personally. You see, it's what gestocht Yisroi, which means, even though he was a ger, but he still is going to take it personal. So what's the shir? The shir is ad asara dari. You see that it's up until 10 generations. Listen to a beautiful Knech in the Gemara that we've spoken about so many times. Aim based medrash b'lei chiddush. It's pasha no soif to how many related rabbis there could be to this Gemara. No, it's pasha not shaykh. This just always comes up again and again and again. Right, we know the Gemara in Daf Chav Zayin and Beis Brachas. It's really Brachas Daf Chav Ches, where the Gemara talks about the Maisel, Rabbi Gamliel. He was the Nasi, and because of the whole incident, Tfilas Arvis Rishos, Oysa Talmud, it was Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. So they removed Rabbi Gamliel from the Nasiyas, and they had to appoint someone out to be the Nasi. So who should be the next Nasi? So should it be Rabbi Akiva? Can't be Rabbi Akiva. What about Rabbi Eliezer? We've spoken about that. What about Rabbi Tarfin? We've talked about that. And the Gemara said, Elu Nukmi, the Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. They decided that the person that's going to be the next Nasi is going to be Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. What were his qualifications? The Hu Chacham, the Hu Asher, Fu Asiri LeEzra. And he was 10th generations LeEzra. So Pashi learned, that was boom, Tezichas brief. He would Zogra Ruv Margolis. Lefizeh, what the Gemara is saying is he was within 10 generations of Ezra. He was granted the 10th Dar. But the point is, because 10 generations, you still have a Shaychus to the Zayda. But once 10 generations pass, at that point, you don't have that Shaychus to the Zayda anymore. And because of that, it wouldn't work anymore. But here's the good news. Ezra was 10 generations for Ezra. Laz ben Azari was 10 generations for Ezra. And because he was 10 generations, therefore it was okay. He brings the Yerushalmi and Mesachtes Yevamis. Perik Aleph Halacha Vav. Heyed Rabdoisa ben Horkin. Remember Rav Doisa ben Horkinis from the end of the first parak of Yevamos. Heyed Rav Doisa ben Horkinis she'enei Rav Elazar ben Azariah ha'yudoy mois le'enei Ezra. His eyes were like the eyes of Ezra. Why? What's the nekuda? He wasn't just an enekel as I shtait in Yichus brief. No, he was mamish an enekel that he still had a shaychus to him because it was 10 generations. That up until 10 generations, you find this concept that there's still something going to be left. He brings another Gemara. There's a Gemara in Masechtas Menachos Daf Nun Gimel Amud Aleph. The Gemara says there was a Yid. His name was Rabbi Azariah Bar Berei de Rabbi Aftilos. He was Asiri le Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, Shehoyah Asiri le Ezra. What do we want with that? That's what we want. He says, Lefiza Yesh Lohimar, an Oymek and another Mishnah that everybody knows. The Mishnah says, Asara Doiros, Me Adam Vad Noyach. And then there were Asara Doiros, Me Noyach Vad Avram. What's the Nakuda? The Nakuda is from Adam until Noyach. Adam's Hashpa was 10 Doiros. There's 10 generations of Hashpa. And then it goes already from Noyach to Avram. Because there's 10 generations of Hashpa from Noyach to Avram. Because Hashpa goes over 10 generations. Because there's this concept that up until 10 generations, it's going to go weiter. He says, in Yonah de Yoyma, that in the end of Megillas Rus, so at the very end of Rus, so the Pasuk, it lists the yichus of David HaMelech. So the Pasuk says, Ve'ilu toldois paretz. Right, who was Paretz? Paretz was the son of Yehud and Tamar. So Ve'ilu toldois paretz, Paretz ha'ilu des chetzroin. Ve'chetzroin ha'ilu des ram. Ve'ram ha'ilu des aminadav. Aminadav ha'ilu des nachshon. V'nachshon ha'ilu des salma. V'salman ha'ilu des boyaz. V'boyad ha'ilu des oved. V'oved ha'ilu des yishai. V'yishai ha'ilu des David. He says, Rabbi Ruvim Margolis, if you count the numbers, David HaMelech was 10 generations from Yehuda. He's from Yehuda, and it was 10 generations, because as long as he's within these 10 generations, the Yichus halt sich stark, and that's what's going on over here. So it says, the Nefesh Chaya, Rabbi Ruvim Margolis, there's two numbers. You find this idea of three Doiros, and then you find this idea, he says, you find this idea of 10 Doiros. He says, Lefi ze yesh loymar. This is Pshat in the Gemara, in the Sechtes Gittin, Daf Pei Ches Amar Aleph. The Gemara over there is discussing Ksivas HaGet. So a Sefer is writing the Get. So one of the most important things you have to get right when you write a Get is you have to know the names. You have to know the names of the man, you have to know the names of the woman, right? It's very, very important that we get all the names right. So says the Gemara Braisa, Tanu Rabbanan, Chanichas Avois Pegitin. What would be if somebody had a surname? Right, what we call today a last name. But last names were different then. So the concept of this last name was, if somebody had a Zayda, who had a, whose name was Chesnish, Yankel, and because of this Chashev Zayda, so the surname of this family became Yankel. So instead of writing the person who's giving a get as being Ruvain ben Yaakov, they write Ruvain ben, well, that's Yankel, but they write Ruvain ben Moshe. And the reason they write Ruvain ben Moshe is because it's the surname of the mishpacha. So is that okay in Shemus HaGittin, or is it not okay? It's a Hera Braisa, Tanu Rabbanan, Chanichas Avois Pegitin, writing surnames when it comes to a get, Ad Asara Doiris, up until generation, 10 generations, meaning if the surname comes from a Zayda, who's within 10 Doiris, it's going to work. Rav Shimon Alaza Eimer, Rav Shimon Alaza said, Shloisha Doiris Kasher, Mikan Ve'elach Basel, up until 3 generations, it's going to be Kasher. More than 3 generations, then it's going to be possible. But Michael Mifligi, what's the machloikis? The machloikis is because you have these two shiurim of chashivos as it relates to diluting the genes and the DNA and the yichus. You find this number, this misper of 3 generations, and then you find this misper of 10 generations. And that's the shiloh over here as it relates to this surname. Is it not Gimel Dairus or is it not Yud Dairus? There's a merit to Gimel Dairus and there's a merit to Yud Dairus. As Zakar Ruvim Margolis, Yesh Loimer, that is the Ibay and the Gemara. Those are the two tzadim mamish v'divrei pi chacham chen. That's what's going on here in Masechtas Gittin, in Masechtas Gittin da Pei Chesam and Aleph. So Toich Dvarav, in this long piece, of which I just mentioned some of the Marim Mekoymas, Tein L'chacham V'yech Gamoyt, Snezra Ruv Margolis, Yesh Loiman, these are the Shiurim that the Torah is talking about. The Torah says, Le'sasayiv Mitzri V'adoymi Abel Amaisa, if they're Megayir, you can't just take them into Kal Hashem. It's not so poshut. However, If there's already a third generation, in other words, Minyamin, let's call him Minyamin, like the Gemara, Rabbi Yehuda's Chaver, Mitamide Rabbi Akiva. Minyamin was Megayer. His parents, they were Egyptians, they were Mitzrin. But he himself was Megayer. He's a Mitzri Rishon. His son is a Mitzri Sheni. The Enakel, the Mitzri Shlishi, he's Miyachis to his Eda. For that, this Bnei Bonim, Arian Kabonim. For that, you have Rachmei Yoav Alaben. For that already you have those three. If they would learn Torah, Torah would be Chazeres Alachsan Yishalah. But any Zuama that they had was also Pascha. Because Ad Gimel Doris, Pascha Zuam Asam. As Levi Shtetet Mefurish in the Gemara, in Shabbos, Kuf Mem Vav Amin Aleph. So it's for that reason, the Halach is, by the Dar Shlish, you don't have to worry about it. I's great-grandfather? We don't worry about great-grandfathers. Great-grandfathers, yeah, it's Gevaldik. But at the same time, in terms of this level, you don't have to worry. The Mitzvah, that Doimi, they're not so Chomer. And because they're not so Chomer, therefore, it's Ad Gimel Deres. Oh, but the Amoyin, the Me'avi, are more Chomer. And the Mamzer is more Chomer. How Chomer, Zok the Torah, Lo Yovei Mamzer, Bekal Hashem, Gam Deir Asiri, even when you're already holding the 10th generation, which means that the Psul is going back, Yoisei Me'asara Deres, which means you're already so far removed, where you find that even the second level of Yichus gets so diluted, because up until 10 generations this, and up until 10 generations that, you go from Adam until Noach, but then by the 11th Dar, you're already handling from Noach until Avram, and then it's from Noach until Avram, but after that, then it's not Noach anymore, now it's already, we're ready Zari Shal Avram Avinu, because you see, it only goes 10, so Solka Daita Chamino, that maybe by the 10th Dar, it should be okay. Zokta Pasik, Lo Yovei Mamze B'Kal Hashem, Gamdei Rasiri Lo Yovei B'Kal Hashem, Lo Yovei Yamayni Umayavi B'Kal Hashem, Gamdei Rasiri Lo Yovei B'Kal Hashem Adoylam. Zokta Ksavik Kabbalah, why did it say Daira Siri? He said, because this is the Derech. Yeah, they baked 10 challis and Megamach Tzeinayin and 10 of that. Gewaldig, Avada, that's maybe the posh of Shat. Aber Zok, Rav Ruven Margolis. Zok, Rav Ruven Margolis, that Yesh Loimar, there's a beautiful Oymek over here. We're dealing with Isurim that are related to Yichus, that are related to Pagam Mishpacha. Pagam Mishpacha, you find that once 10 generations pass, the Yichus already gets diluted. And if the Yichus gets diluted, Voltich Gahata Havamina, Ben Benoi, pun intended, Shal Havamina, then maybe at this point it could be okay. And that's why the Torah emphasizes that Lo Yovei Mamze B'Kal Hashem, Gam Doir Asiri, and Lo Yovei Amoini Umayavi B'Kal Hashem, Gam Doir Asiri.